You're listening to a podcast from thebodypro.com. The following podcast was recorded at the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections, also known as CROI 2007. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.
I'm Matt Golden. I'm the director of the STD Control Program in King County, Washington, and I'm the faculty of the University of Washington. So what we did is we used life tables to estimate the lifetime risk of acquiring HIV among men who have sex with men in King County, Washington, looking at successive birth cohorts. Overall, we estimated that 14% of gay men in King County were HIV infected. And what one observes is that with successive birth cohorts, the risk of acquiring HIV increased, so that of men born between 1942 and 1946, their risk of acquiring HIV plateaus at a little under 20%, whereas in men who were born between 1957 and 61, by the time they're in their early 40s, over 35% are HIV infected. The one bright spot is that in the most recent birth cohorts, that is those people born since 1967, the age-specific risk of acquiring HIV is lower, though still high. So those are the principal findings of this study.
And why do you think 67 to is different? They've had more prevention?
I think people did change their behavior. So you're seeing the highest risk in people who were in their teens and early 20s in the mid-1980s, early and mid-1980s. So people who are coming of age from a sexual standpoint more in the late 1990s, probably are safer overall.
Mm-hmm. And this is all MSM?
This is all MSM. But now, the one limitation, these are data from King County, Washington. So whether these same estimates would be true other places, hard to know. But the overall prevalence of HIV, or the estimated prevalence of HIV in men who have sex with men in King County, is not radically different than that in other major urban parts of the United States.
Uh-huh. Was there anything unexpected that you found?
The fact that we had a lower age-specific prevalence in the younger cohorts, I had not anticipated, which is a good thing. So that's the one bright spot.
No one thinks that prevention is working, meaning?
I think people are very cynical, and look, we need to do a lot better. On the other hand, I think probably the age-specific risk is lower for people who were born more recently than it was for people who were born in the mid-1960s.
Well, they didn't know. I mean, it wasn't anything that they did on purpose. They just didn't know about HIV.
Sure.
So both the two previous groups didn't know.
And I think condom use. I mean, I think a lot of things have changed in terms of sexual norms between people who were 20 years old in 1985 and people who are 20 in 1995.
Right.
Or 2005.
Uh-huh. Was this broken down by race or?
No. Uh-huh. So we wouldn't have had sufficient numbers to really look at race-specific data.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from thebodypro.com. For more podcasts and full coverage of major HIV medical conferences, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.